Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Christy. Get a load of these guys.
What a natural introduction. Hey, is it Christy?
Christy, yeah.
Christy, hi. How are you? Where are you coming to us from?
I'm good. How are you? I'm coming from Naperville, Illinois.
My old friend and now international action hero, Bob Odenkirk, is from Naperville. Did you know that?
I think I did. So is Chris Redd. Yeah. And yeah, a lot of people are from here.
Yeah, Chris Redd's from Naperville. Yeah, it's a great, it's not too far from Chicago. I know all this because years and years ago in another lifetime, I did a stage show with Bob Odenkirk, and I knew that he grew up very nearby, and we were in Chicago, and he was right nearby. So I have a soft spot for Naperville.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, well, that's clearly you don't work for the tourist bureau. Naperville, it's cool. All lowercase letters. It's cool. .. question mark. Well, tell us about yourself, Christy. What do you do?
So I own a salon currently.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say, your hair looks, you own a salon. Your hair is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Long and I love the color. It's gorgeous. You have gorgeous hair.
Oh, thanks. It's fake.
It's fake, is it? What does that mean?
Yeah, so, I do extensions. Is it?
Oh, those are those are extensions that you clipped onto it. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can men do extensions?
I mean, if they so desired, sure. They also have fancy toupees, kind of, that can be put in permanently a week or two at a time. They're like glued to the scalp. It looks incredibly uncomfortable.
That sounds awful. I'm not interested in that, but I'm curious about extensions. I don't know why. Because I like to try things, and I'm known. People have known me for my hair for a while, and I'm wondering if I came to you. You said you have a salon.
Yeah.
If I came to you and asked for extensions, would you think you'd think that was weird, right?
I mean, yeah, but I would do it because a dollar is a dollar.
If I asked you to shoot me in the face, would you do that too for a dollar?
And how much?
Yeah.
No, that I could not do.
I will do anything for a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a salon, and I complimented you on your hair, and you immediately told me it's made of nylon and Velcro.
Yeah, I can't. Whenever anybody compliments me, I can't lie. I can't be like, thanks.
Well, you look lovely. That's the important thing. And do women come to the salon or do men come as well?
I have both. I have both clients.
All right. Let me ask you professionally. If I came to you, to your salon, I'm in your part of just outside Chicago near Naperville, and I come to your salon. What's the name of the salon?
Salon Luciani.
Salon Luciani. Ooh. Is that your last name, Luciani?
Mm-hmm.
So if I came to Salon Luciani and plopped down in the chair, what would your recommendation be for me? And be serious.
Seriously, your hair is amazing. So I don't know if I would do anything different. It's iconic at this point.
Wow. No notes.
Look at that.
That's really nice. I never get no notes. That's very nice. Sometimes, I think like, well, I've had this and it's been this way for a long time. And then I think maybe it's time to really switch it up, but I never have the guts to do it.
But how do you switch it up if it's like perfect? Like, how do you?
Okay. You're my favorite person ever, Christy. You're fantastic. Okay. Well, obviously you don't.
You can't improve perfection.
Corley, this is so nice of you.
No, I've always said you have amazing hair.
We can't improve perfection and we can't polish a turd.
So now we're talking about my body. Okay. Well, that's fantastic, Christy. What do you think about my body? Well, you can't polish a turd. Oh.
So what if I had an actual turd? Still no?
No, I've tried.
Okay, all right.
Windex, it doesn't work. It doesn't take. Okay. So what's it like? Because you seem very personable, Christy. When someone's sitting in the chair and you're doing their hair, I bet you'd be very good at talking to people.
Yeah, it's part of the job. I used to not be that way. I used to be kind of quiet. But this forces you to sort of get out of your shell and kind of take control of the conversation because there's a lot of duds out there. So
tell me about it.
Go ahead and say it.
No, none say in this it. Room. But it's 28 years of late night and I can find you some duds. I'm curious. Someone sits down in the chair and I bet you people get very unguarded and they start talking about things that they normally wouldn't talk about.
We hear everything.
What's one of the weirder things you've heard?
Oh, gosh. The weirdest thing I've heard was a phone call from my client who's a dominatrix. So she had a somebody call her while she was in the chair to request some services.
Hold on a second. So let me paint the picture. This woman's in the chair. She's a dominatrix. That's her business. And she gets a phone call from a client while you're working on her hair.
And this client wants real-time back-and-forth talking service at that moment?
Well, no. He just was setting up his appointment. It was actually shockingly very professional.
Okay. Was he on speakerphone, this guy? Could you hear him?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was he requesting? I mean, was he... Obviously, some of it's just, can you do 3:30? No, I can't. I can't do it then. I got to pick up the kids. Okay. How about... I got a slot tomorrow at 1:10, you know. So there's that. But is he giving any hint as to what he wants?
I feel like they... it was like a baby thing, like wanted to dress up like a baby.
Okay, I was told this call was private. This is bullshit. The fuck?
I'm imagining you know, in a little diaper.
There's a lip. Gaga cuckoo. Oh. Come on. Shine for my bottle. Wow, he wanted baby stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It wasn't like extensive or anything. Like I said, it was, you know, professional, but it made me sad a little bit. I don't know what the psychology is behind that, so.
Well, let me explain. It's a desire to return to a...
Will you give him my number? Because all I'm doing is taking care of babies these days. Yeah. So I can...
You can make some money off of this.
He was probably just trying to trick the dominatrix into babysitting.
That's what I can do.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what you can find a sitter that way.
Have you ever made a terrible mistake while you were doing someone's hair and then just tried to cover it up?
I've never tried to cover it up, but yeah, I have.
When you say a terrible mistake, you mean you chopped off, you know, something that they've been growing for 30 years. What are you holding there, by the way? What is that?
This is Moira Rose.
Oh my God. Okay, oh,
Moira Rose.
I thought you had a wig in your lap.
I didn't know either.
And then you held it up and it's a little dog.
Yeah, she likes to sing the song of her people. So I got her in her little strap so she's quiet.
Is that real hair or does she have extensions?
She's got real hair. She's just a beauty. Yeah.
Look at that.
That's a gorgeous. She's clearly not a fan. She's not making eye contact.
She's like, I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
She's like, do you guys know that? Is this the Smartless people? Oh, it's Conan. Oh, okay. What would be a terrible mistake to make in the chair?
The one was my clippers kind of slipped while I was doing a fade, and I got like a little bald spot on the side of his head, but he didn't.
Oh.
Okay.
Unfortunate, that's nice. But that's, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad.
No, it's true. It could be worse.
Yeah, space for advertising. There's a way to monetize that. Yeah. I think...
What? Advertised? What?
Please. How many people work in your shop?
What?
How many people work in your salon?
It's just me, actually, and then I just hire out for, like, events or weddings or stuff like that.
Have you ever hired someone and then they're just awful? They come in and you hate them and you have to kick them out of your shop?
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting group of people in this industry. So you get that a lot. You get a lot of like transients that don't know what they want to do. To say it nicely, I'm not trying to be mean, but they didn't know what else to do. So that's what they're doing. And
that's kind of what most Three Stooges shorts are based on.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the truck that has their name on it and they've shown up at the fancy society ball, but they're always clearly doing something for the first time and they have no idea what they're doing. And that includes being a barber, being a plumber, being a surgeon. They're always just there giving it a shot for the first time and then they move on. So you're probably getting people like that occasionally.
Do you want to throw in on that, Sona?
No, I don't. I gave Gorley this look.
People know about the Three Stooges.
I know they do. It's just a weird... It's an interesting comparison. I mean, don't people have to get their, like, cosmetology license? You're saying some people just weren't meant to do it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
They get their license, but it was, like, instead of going to college because they didn't want to go to college, so...
Right.
Where's your broadcasting license, Sona? Where's your podcasting license?
I have zero license.
Exactly.
Where's yours? Where's your broadcasting?
Exactly. Exactly. We're just here. We're making it up.
You guys, don't joke because this is serious because you have to have a podcasting license. They could bust us. So. We could be arrested. They're going to take our podcast away.
Yeah.
You guys aren't serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we are serious. Totally serious.
I believe a lot of stuff. This isn't cool.
Not anyone can just have a podcast.
No.
Okay. I know you're joking.
Hard thing.
I didn't know if you had to have a thing documentation.
No, you have to be born into it.
All right, forget it. You know what? That sucks. It's now everyone's going to know I'm stupid.
No. There's been a suspicion.
You've just got better priorities.
Hey, my brother thinks you're really hot, so.
Hey!
Are you talking to me?
Oh.
No, I'm talking to Sona.
Oh.
That's nice. Now tell us.
Nice. Oh my God.
Sona is married, but you never know. Things can get a little rocky.
No, I mean,
flip your hair to
I'm
one
just
side.
Just saying.
Show a little neck.
Just saying. What is happening? What's his name?
His name's Ryan. Yeah.
Hi, Ryan. Ooh.
There is a face. But when Sona was single and there was a good looking waiter, because we spent a lot of time together,
we did.
You would do a Sona face. You would angle your face differently, and yeah. you would act like you were trying to catch light that wasn't there.
What?
You know, in the yeah. room.
Can you yeah. do it?
Let's see. I mean, it was just a lot of like, it was a lot. It's what everybody, you bat your eyes, you just like laugh a lot at the things they say, and you know what? It worked a yeah. lot. So
it's the stuff you do, girly, at the flea market. Yes. When they have an Eisenhower.
I'm trying to haggle.
When they have an Eisenhower poster, yeah, you've just yeah. got to have.
Yeah. yeah
you do a lot of hair flips too. Oh, yeah.
But it's crinkled on the side.
I yeah. must have that loot.
Oh my God.
Might complete my collection.
You know what? In another life, if I was single, tell Ryan I said hi.
I will.
Tell All him right. I said hi.
No, it's not about you right now, man. Uh-huh. It's about me.
Yeah, okay. It's about Sona.
I can't
to
get
be
in
fair.
On this?
No. You're not in on this. Okay. We'll take you to the Rose Bowl swap meet.
Yeah, okay. Ryan thinks Sona's hot, and I have a twin sister who said she was in a Facebook group called I Do Conan.
What?
What?
This was like when she was in college. Yeah.
Everybody wants to bang us.
I know. Wait.
You don't have...
You guys are very bangable. I don't know.
You're bangable.
Should we change the podcast to Everybody Wants to Bang Us? Even
yes.
though I have not been included in this. So
no, that's okay. Don't yeah. make it about you. Just
I'm not. I'm
and eventually someone will want to bang you.
Moira's whispering from my lap that she's into you, Matt.
Wait.
So.
What year?
Oh,
what year was that? Is this 90s? It was in the 90s that people wanted to bang me. Or was it in the
2000s? It was in the 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah.
This wasn't around in 21st the
90s. 21st century bangable.
Are you going to join this Facebook group?
I was in the group. Remember there was...
You started the group.
There was one woman who looked suspiciously like me who was named Conanina. And was always God. Going, well, anyone else want to bang Conan? I know I do.
Only cool people are banging Conan.
Ooh, I have a friend who banged him and said he was a good bang. Clearly, I don't know.
Ben Affleck banged Conan.
Oh, well. I know someone who saw him in the gym. And well, let's just say he's built to bang. And then at one point, my wig falls off and everyone's like, Conan.
But your hair becomes better.
I don't know if you know how Facebook works. Are you live broadcasting?
I don't know.
Forget it. I just know why I'm trying to make sense of this.
Yeah, it's stupid enough as it is. Well,
it is.
Anyway, my congratulations and felicitations to all three people in the International Odd Bank Conan Facebook page. Well, this has been fun. I mean, I think we've learned a lot. Wait a minute. I'm looking. Nope.
Nope.
Not learned anything.
Yeah.
Wait, no, we did learn that I shouldn't get hair extensions.
Mm-hmm. No.
If you make a mistake when you're doing someone's fade and you actually shave off a part of their hair that needs to stay, just mention it. Be honest, right? Don't try and hide it.
Yes.
And we also learned that when you're asking your dominatrix over the phone what you want, be conscious that other people may be listening.
Be mindful.
Yeah, they may have you on speakerphone and they're at a Denny's about to order. And you're there saying, you need to dress as a really nasty chef.
This sounds specific to me.
You know the Denny's I'm talking about. Well, this is cool.
Yeah, do you have a question for Conan?
Do you have a question
we can wrap
me?
On a question. Maybe you want to know something, learn something.
Okay, so in the shop, I have like a collage wall with like iconic hairstyles. We have like Dolly Parton, we have Marilyn, we have James Dean. And I want to put a black and white of you up. But what are we going to name your hairstyle?
Well, it's got to be the Conan.
That's
yeah,
it?
Yeah, everyone knows, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You could think of something a little bit more fun. No?
Like what? The Belgian twist?
Like the crimson
what about
wave.
You is Belgian? Oh.
Yeah.
Or the ginger the ginger wave. Red Squall. What, are the other celebrities, do they have names for their
No,
hair?
No, we don't care about them.
Why are you mad at me?
Yeah. God, and you're such a nice person. You don't see, doesn't seem like you lose your temper at anyone, but you snapped right at Gorley. She just knows. She knows. I mean, you could try and, yeah, I mean.
The Conan's fine.
The ginger pastry.
The snackable ginger.
The ginger.
Oh.
I thought you said bangable ginger.
Oh, the bangable. You can't let that go.
I can't.
Yeah, no. Your mind keeps going back
now to... Now they tell me I was bangable.
I do Conan, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate to be... I just think I'm the Conan.
I think okay. so.
And I think what we should
like
do...
like the Rachel.
We're going to get your... Yeah, it's like the Rachel. It's the Conan. And what we'll
the
do...
Anton Chigurh.
We're going to get you a photo.
Yes.
And I want to sign it to your shop, to you. And then we'll mail it to you and we will get that to you. I want to make sure that our producers hang on with you and make sure that I get you this because I want this to go up on the wall of your shop. That's important to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be honored if people had to use. And guess what? No one's going to come in and say, I want the Conan. Because people find my hair fascinating. Nobody wants it. Nobody's interested in replicating.
I think they can't do it. That volume is hard to get naturally.
Yeah.
It is very hard to get. Yeah.
It's good hair.
It takes a lot of.
As much as I hate to admit it, it's good hair.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of self-loathing to get that kind of lift.
Jeez.
Hey, Christy, it was really nice meeting you. We're going to get you that photograph. And, you know, you never know. Someday I might be driving through Naperville to check out the Bob Odenkirk statue and or the Chris Redd statue. And I'm going to come by your shop.
And get the Conan.
And I'm going to say, give me the Conan. And then you're going to slip and cut off half my head. Nice.
You're going to say, I want the Conan. They're going to ring a bell and go, we finally got one.
Finally. Someone wanted one on purpose, not as a prank. Hey, thank you very much, Christy. Really nice talking to you.
Thank you. You too, guys. Thanks.
Hang on. He's going to get your info, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.